Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Tony Katz, The Morning News, 93 WIBC. My name is Greg Collins, filling in. Thrilled to be with you. Tony is back tomorrow. Chris Christie is now officially running for president, something he has done before, something he can't possibly think he's going to succeed at doing this time around. I do think it's interesting that the media is choosing to prop up certain conservative voices that they believe will be going after the former president, President Trump, someone who, of course, is right now in the lead in every single poll you check into. One of those people is Mike Pence, the former vice president. I think Pence is more effective as someone who may actually challenge the former president, at least as far as some conversations go. I don't know what the likelihood of Pence's run will be for potential success. But I, again, do know that Christie is unlikely to be someone that matters. And yet all over a lot of media, and certainly within the announcement that happened yesterday, it seems as though the plan will be to attack the crap all over the former president, something that even Ron DeSantis is not truly doing comparatively to how Trump is targeting DeSantis, because, well, a lot of people in Florida, like the former president, voted for Trump, and you probably wouldn't do yourself any favors if you want to have a longer political career if you throw everything you can, the kitchen sink and whatever, at Trump. And that's essentially what Christie's going to do. I do like this, though. There was a short little mashup of all the moments where Christie said that his campaign was going to be small. And he said it way more often than you think you would for someone that's actually trying to win this thing.
We're going to be small, smaller, and smaller. And smaller in every way. Smaller, smaller in the way. Smaller, smaller is getting smaller. Being small. Small, 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 smaller and smaller. Smaller, smaller and smaller. Voldemort. Smaller, smaller and smaller. Smaller, smaller, smaller.
Okay, I'm going to stop it there. It keeps going on. He said it so many times. And of course, in some ways, he's talking about something that, well, a lot of conservatives agree with. You're going to shrink the size of the government. But just saying how small you're going to be is probably not a winning strategy, not a winning message. Vote Christie in 2024, going small is what he's saying. And actually, Christie, you know, has some other critics that would believe that he's not following his own attempt at that, or his own belief system there. But anyway, I think it's interesting that Christie's out there, that he's being propped up by a lot of media, and that the hope, certainly, of a lot of liberal media that will discuss Christie more than maybe you need to discuss him, is that he somehow harms the former president. And I'm not trying to say that, you know, that no one else can actually wind up challenging Trump. I'm sure DeSantis may be able to. I'm not sure that he is right now. I'm sure that others might be able to. Tim Scott, by the way, and I might play this audio. It feels old. It's a couple days now. Just obliterated the people on The View. And it was incredible to watch. And Tim Scott is someone I'm a fan of. I can't help being a fan of him. And so if that person rises to the top, or if Nikki Haley, if anybody else does, we'll see. A long campaign ahead. Christie, not feeling like someone that's going to do it for me. All right. Other stuff out there. Just quickly, I like this. Nancy Pelosi threw out the first pitch at the Washington Nationals game. It was because of Pride Night or something. I don't know why you pick a Pelosi, but it went viral. A lot of people are putting it on social media. There was almost no one there. There was a very, very low attendance for this game. And even the cheering for Pelosi as she walked up to throw the pitch was pretty funny. And she's electric, this atmosphere right here. People are nuts. You can literally hear the people talking who are holding up the camera. It was lightly attended, as I said again, totally different than some of the ways in which the political candidates running for office right now see attendance when they have their conversations with the American people. I love it that she shows up, she throws out the first pitch, no one cares. One other thing that I want to play, and I like a lot, and I think I got two pieces for this, and then we'll take a break. Stephen A. Smith went viral yesterday for saying that Biden is not a good candidate for the Democrats. Stephen A. Smith, sports commentator, certainly liberal. Here is the thing that went viral that he said on his own show. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me make sure you can actually hear this, too. Hit the right buttons, and we'll try again now. Let's go ahead.
We need a new president in 2024. What does it say about our country where we're looking at an 80-year-old who'll be 82 if he wins the presidency again in 2024? I mean, to the Democrats, y'all ain't got nobody? Nobody? I know it's a double negative. I know I'm grammatically incorrect. It's on purpose. It's for effect. Y'all don't got nobody?
No, they do not have anybody. And I know that, you know, just saying an age isn't necessarily a demonstration of mental ability, but everything else that current President Biden is doing is definitely a demonstration of lack of mental ability. But Stephen A. even popped up on Sean Hannity's show, and they had a conversation, and I thought it was pretty interesting, some of the back and forth in the world of, go ahead and give us the take again, Stephen. You think that Biden should not be the nominee, as many, many people think on even the Democratic side of the aisle. Go ahead and be honest with us as to why.
You think he's a cognitive mess?
I'm not going to say he's a cognitive. I'm not going there. What I can say to you is that I think there's an abundance of people who could do better. And I hate the fact that in
Stephen
the year 2023, that we have a bunch of liberal candidates out there that think he's the guy. And I'm like, what the hell is wrong with
for
you?
For being straightforward, blunt, truthful, and honest. And you can't speak the obvious that Joe Biden's a cognitive mess. Of course he's a cognitive mess.
I'm not going to label it that way, Sean.
Come on, man. He should have done it. It would have been epic. Whether you like him or dislike him, whether you agree or disagree with a Stephen A. in the world of sports, not usually politics, where the takes are coming from, and certainly not going to agree a lot there, it would be amazing to have an even more viral version of a rant where you do the full inflection thing and say that, yes, he's definitely a cognitive mess. He's a cognitive embarrassment. The guy is someone who can't seem to walk in a straight line or walk in any of the places you want him to go. I think it's amazing. All right, quick break, a lot more. Craig Collins filling in. Tony Katz, The Morning News, 93 WIBC.